This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Democratic candidate for Wisconsin Governor Mike McCabe has inspired and sometimes frustrated Democrats across the state with his people before party message. As part of our ongoing series on the 2018 governor's race, Laurel White has a profile of the candidate who says he'd call himself Governor Blue Jeans.
Cars are speeding by on a busy street in Madison. Three people, two middle-aged men and one young woman, are standing on a street corner holding posters.
My name is Sarah Wilson, and I'm out here holding my people-powered billboard sign.
Wilson says people-powered billboards have been a big part of Democratic candidate Mike McCabe's campaign for governor. She says supporters are making McCabe posters and standing on street corners and sidewalks all across Wisconsin.
Because we're not taking big money donations, it really has to be a group of volunteers going out talking to people instead of just sending out mailers or, you know, putting on ads or whatever. It has to be person to person.
Another volunteer, Alice Schneiderman, says she feels like she really knows McCabe, and she's never felt that way about a politician before.
I feel like I can go up and hug Mike and his wife, Marilyn. I mean, when does that happen?
Schneiderman says she appreciates that McCabe won't take big campaign contributions. McCabe says that's a big part of his campaign philosophy. He won't take any single campaign donation over $200, no money from big donors or PACs.
All the work I've done over the course of virtually my entire adult life has shown me that there are strings attached to those checks.
McCabe helped launch the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a group that tracks money in politics. For years, he was the go-to guy in the state for information about financial misdeeds by politicians of either party. Now he says it's time to practice what he preached.
This is an opportunity to replace all that money power with people power.
McCabe works to portray himself as a man of the people. His campaign committee is called Commoners for McCabe. He's written a book and advised other candidates under the umbrella of a group he calls Blue Jean Nation. There's a theme song for the group, a take on an old Neil Diamond song performed here by Peter Leidy.
And since the powers that be just won't see, we'd much rather be a nation in blue jeans.
Nancy Unger is a professor of history at Santa Clara University. She's written books about Bob and Belle La Follette, two iconic figures in Wisconsin politics. Unger says Mike McCabe has a lot in common with La Follette because they both push the message of regular people taking charge of politics.
I think Mike McCabe is really echoing this notion that if you don't like the system, then you have to change it. You can't just wait for political leaders to change it. You have to work with them to do that.
Some people are obviously excited about McCabe, but there are others who have major concerns. McCabe has worked for Republicans in the past and won't promise that he'll endorse the eventual Democratic nominee for governor if it's not him. Scott Ross is the executive director of One Wisconsin Now, a liberal advocacy group.
I think it undermines the credibility of the person who's asking people for votes as a Democrat who says they're not willing to support the Democratic nominee.
McCabe says he doesn't agree with the idea of saying any member of the Democratic Party is better than Scott Walker. Ross says that's a problem.
Because I don't care who gets out of the primary, they are all in a different solar system in terms of how lousy Scott Walker is and what a disaster it would be for him to be governor 4 more years.
But McCabe says it's disrespectful to voters to say candidates are interchangeable as long as they have a D behind their name. He wants people to, quote, feel really good about casting a ballot for a change. And voting for him, he hopes, will do that. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.